This is the Patchwork Suite, where a single musical theme is the common thread in a season of variations. The heart of these variations is the theme we're listening to now, a poetic waltz by Enrique Granados. I'm your Patchwork Suite host, Mary Claire Murphy, and throughout the series, I speak with composers who have graciously written a short work expressly for this podcast. I've asked each composer to draw on both the Granados theme and on a textile they find meaningful. With each new voice we hear, and with each musical sampling, we're building a colorful and diverse patchwork of artistic expression. To the patchwork, we add a few frills from your own wardrobe. And I say that because today, experimental composer Kahe Cheng emphasizes the importance of you in any piece of music. You, an active listener who's eager to enjoy the invaluable beauty that surrounds us every day. We just have to notice it. For you and I to participate to the fullest extent in Kahe's patchwork variation on the Granados waltz theme, let's take a moment to understand what she really means by active listening.
To listen more consciously, we call it active listening. Like there's passive and active listening. Active listening is like you're forming a deep connection to the sounds and the environment around us. And it encourages individuals to listen beyond the surface of the sound, engaging with the subtle and intricate details within the sonic landscape.
The wide, wonderful world of sound has enthralled Kahe from the age of 6, when she began taking music lessons in Hong Kong. She continued her studies at the Education University of Hong Kong and Hong Kong Baptist University. Then in the States, she completed graduate work at Bowling Green State University and is now a PhD student at Louisiana State University. Her specialties, experimental music and digital media. Zoom in on those interests even further, and you'll find Kahe elbow deep in subfields like digital fabrication, sonification, and acoustic ecology. The last of which, acoustic ecology, is a discipline that involves sound as a medium to explore the relationship between humans and their environments.
I'm very into acoustic ecology, and there's a reason for it because I like environments, like especially natural environments, and I like to be going to the nature and, you know, listen. And I sometimes bring my Zoom recorder there. And when I listen to some interesting sound, I just like to record it. And that becomes part of my music.
One benefit of field recordings is the preservation of an environment's audio thumbprint, so to speak. And along with preservation comes a greater degree of understanding.
Doing the field recordings help us to understand more about the landscape, more about the local sounds around, and to understand more about the livelihood, and you know, to even be more conscious. Like I like to use the word conscious in listening, which is my composition approach for a lot of my works, to have people do deep listening, which is a philosophy advocated by Pauline
Oliveros was a pivotal figure in the development of experimental and electronic music. She also coined the term deep listening. In a literal sense, Oliveros listened deeply when she famously descended into an underground cistern in Washington to record in the richly reverberant space. But deep listening is more than that. Oliveros described it as a way of life, even, one that involves a great degree of intentionality. As applied to music, it's listening and not just hearing. It's a heightened awareness of the environment. What's more, deep listening can be trained.
Oliveros developed a series of sonic meditations, which are structured exercises designed to enhance listening skills, like promote the mindfulness and encourage creative expression through sound. And I guess that is a good way to begin with. When we talk about like consciously listen to music itself.
Though we may not be entirely used to this manner of listening yet, let's endeavor to let Kahe's Patchwork Suite variation immerse us and simply enjoy the sonic layers as they unfold all around us. I'd like to listen to her variation twice today, so we have a better chance of catching and savoring some of the nuances. The first time around, you might notice the sense of motion that Kahe creates within the soundscape. Kahe Cheng redesigned the Granados Poetic Waltz as an ambiance in motion. Perhaps you could even feel snatches of the theme shifting in space. Or if you're wearing headphones, you might have felt like it was whirling around your head. That circular motion is inherent to the piece to the extent that Kahe titled it Spectral Circles and Choreography. To break down that title, I asked Kahe if she could elaborate on the spectral element of the work.
Instead of focusing on different instrumentation and orchestration of the piece is more of the overall pictures. I like to use the concept of energy, how the energy sustained in my piece. The energy determined the emotions. Different levels of energy, different intensity of the energy determines the emotions that I'm portraying in the piece, which lead to the distinction between my spectral music and classical music.
Hand in hand with the concept of energy, spectral music composition leans on the physical properties of sound as a point of departure. With a spectral approach, Kahe designed the whirling motion to harken back to the traditional waltz as a circular dance. Kahe was a longtime dancer herself, so different forms of dance and motion are of particular interest in her sound designs in general. In a case like this, where the dance is more abstract, like a dance of the senses, physical choreography is still an artistic model.
The composition is a choreography, right? But it doesn't involve an actual dancer. My preference always doing with something with dancing is I used to dance for like around 8 to 10 years. I always think of the embodied movement or the imaginative embodied movement to think of how the gestures, how the shape moves, or visualize it to move it in space.
We've experienced for ourselves the kinesthetic quality of Kahe's soundscape, but there's still one burning question to ask, which is, how? How does one design a world like this? Not that we need to go too far into the nitty-gritty, but Kahe does summarize what the process looks like and how she uses different modulations, or in other words, alterations to the audio signal.
The meaning of the piece comes first. Then, to achieve the meaning, I use the effect. That's a good way to put it. And the way I do the effects are like there are multiple ways. I do modulations, different type of modulations, frequency modulation, amplitude modulation, ring modulation, phase modulation. So all of these change the temporal effects, change the dynamics, change the expressiveness of some part, and change the harmonic content. All of these modulation methods serve as an indispensable tools for not only me, sound designers in general.
So with a little more context under our belt, let's listen again to Kahe Cheng's spectral circles and choreography and see what we might experience in this soundscape a second time around. Thank you for listening deeply with me and in doing so, participating in this patchwork as well. That was Spectral Circles and Choreography, where Kahe Cheng transformed a classical theme by Enrique Granados into a spectral soundscape. Special thanks to Kahe for her contribution and conversation on the Patchwork Suite. To learn more about the podcast or revisit the original Granados theme, queue up the Patchwork Suite Episode 1 and find all subsequent episodes online at WGTE.org.